All right, what's up, everybody, and welcome to Video Game Purists. This will not be episode 168, despite what Trees or the rest of the audience may be thinking. In fact, what this episode is going to be is actually me responding to Trees, because if you're listening to this, I am recording this the night before release, and in less than 24 hours ago, I returned from my vacation. It was a great vacation, and I cannot wait to talk to y'all and Trees about it, but I really want Trees' reactions, so I don't really have anything to talk about then in that case, and Trees has been kind enough to share his week. In addition, he has shared what he's been playing, and as you could probably imagine, I haven't been playing much. Luckily, my wife works for the next 3 days, so I'm going to be gaming a boatload before doing the next episode with Trees in just 3 short days. So what I figured I would do for fun is I found a way to rig this so that I can, in real time, play his playback and then pause and or, you know, over it, like respond. So I figured that would be fun. It's a good alternative to me than me just slapping together his 2 recordings and calling it a show. So I hope Trees doesn't mind me not making this episode 168, and I hope you guys enjoy it. But this is going to be a pretty Trees-centric episode where we'll listen to what he says and I'll respond where I can. So without further ado, let's kick it off with Mr. Trees.
Yo, yo, yo. Hello, hello. Here we are. In my car. Why are we in my car? Hold on, I gotta back out. I'm in my car because you people deserve something. I don't know, you don't deserve anything. Whatever.
Trees' best stand-up.
I told Fred maybe I'll record something. He's away. So probably nothing's gonna go up this week. And I said, well, maybe, you know, I haven't done much, I'll be honest, I haven't done much. But I said, you know, maybe if I just record something little, something.
I know this recording goes on for 32 minutes, so he's been doing quite a bit.
This doesn't have to be a long thing or a... This isn't official. We can't call this a official show. This is just a rambling. You know, it's not a question for Trees.
Clearly, I should have recorded this.
No one sends me any questions for Trees anymore. It's questionsfortrees@gmail.com. That email still works. Still works. If anybody has a random life question, advice, relationship advice, you know, I'm once divorced, twice married. So if there's someone you need relationship advice,
send probably those not dating the one questions in. Asking. No, please do.
But yeah, hi. I'm driving to work as usual, much to the chagrin of my wife, who listens and has told me several times that she cannot listen to these shows because somehow I make her car sick. Okay. And she's also said that my thing, quote unquote, my thing, I guess, is being like disheveled and unorganized and like, you know, like rambling without a game plan. And she's not wrong. She's not wrong. But I put forth that's why people think I'm funny. I think they like that aspect, you know? I think if I was kind of buttoned up and I had stuff in a list and I just rambled it off, it would be boring.
It would be Fred.
I'd like her to do, you know, I'd like her to record something. You know, we're gonna call her Mama Trees. That's her whatnot official whatnot name when she comes in and into my whatnot feed and helps me out. So we'll just refer to her as Mama Trees for now on. And maybe Mama Trees should try to record her day. You know, and then we'll put them side by side and see who likes which one more. We'll see.
He's always not in on competition.
This show, not on today's. Don't think that's like what we're doing today. What we're doing today is just filling time, tricking you people into thinking you're listening to something with substance. When the truth is, I got nothing. I'm sitting there. I'm driving. I'm drinking an instant breakfast with a pink straw as I drive to work. And you want to know why? Because yesterday was a tipping point of my eating unhealthy. Like, it's been fucking brutal. You know? Brutal.
For the record, same here on my vacation.
If you remember back in May, you know, I was like, dude, I was like bringing apples and bananas to work and drinking water and riding my Peloton. And I was crushing it. No soda, no Dunkin' Donuts. And I was feeling great. And then two things happened. I went to New Hampshire and ate like a maniac, like junk food. And then whatnot happened. And I've been so like busy. It takes up a lot of time and whatnot. And it's like this manufactured like anxiety and stress I've put on myself for no reason. And so then now I just, you know, yesterday was it. I must have had like two frozen coffees. I had Domino's at some point. You know what I mean? I had like a donut. It was like just one thing after another. And I'm like, it wasn't good, man.
I love I had some Domino's at one point. Like he's retelling heavy drinking.
I thought, hey, you know, I'd pop on here. Maybe talk about my week. Maybe later on my break, one of my breaks, I will maybe talk about what I've been playing, which hasn't been a lot. I'll be honest, man. Hasn't been a lot. So, but again, something, you know, maybe you're driving to work right now. You're in your cubicle, unemployed. I don't know what you're doing right now listening to this, but I'm sure you appreciate it. And that's what counts. So, you know, what have I been doing this week? It's felt like a busy week. I'm not gonna lie. It's like, you know, I had a sweet 16 birthday party to go to. You know, for like a friend of a friend of a friend family member. You know what I mean? Like I know her, but I don't. You know, I was there just for moral support. It was very strange to me. I'm always gonna be like, don't talk. What if they listen? They don't listen. But it was a very nice party. But it was just odd because it was very structured like a wedding. And I wasn't prepared for that. You know what I mean? Like, it was like, yeah, it was straight up like a wedding. Like, and then when the birthday person walked in, like, we all stood up. And then there was, like, a daughter-father dance. And the cake came. You know what I mean? We had sat down for dinner. It was very structured like a, you know. When I think 16th birthday party, I think of that show from MTV where it's like, all rich, like Middle Eastern, like crazy rich, like just over the top, like princesses and stuff, getting like Lamborghinis, like pink Lamborghinis, and just craziness. Wasn't that? It was very nice though. And I had two beers because they were free, and then I was like, I can't keep doing this. I'm at a teenage birthday party, so I only had two beers and then ate a handful of candy because I had a candy bar, and that was it. And then like the next day, my son had this big football, I don't know what it was, like introduction football to, I don't know, it was just like a big field day barbecue at some camp. So it was like, you know, a pool and all craziness, man. My son climbing rock walls. And again, and then I had like a few more drinks there in the heat. I don't know, it was a lot. It was a lot for 2 days. It was like a busy, busy weekend.
It was like Fred.
You know, and then I had to, you know, and then I had to mow my family's lawn. Not my lawn, my mother's lawn. And yeah, it's nuts, man. You know, and just busy. But nothing fun busy, you know. I guess the football thing was fun. I don't want to get in trouble, but... But, you know my idea of fun. It's probably the same as your idea of fun. My idea of fun is, like, I have the day, right? And I have nothing going on. Zero. Zero. Like, I can sit and watch TV and play games all day long. And that's it. You know? My wife's idea of fun is like the day off, So now we can reshingle the roof and fucking change the oil. Because I don't know, whatever she does, you know, work at a soup kitchen.
I relate to this on so many levels.
Fucking, I don't know. Whatever she considers fun. I don't find any of that kind of work fun. Yeah. It's like, I don't mean to be, it sounds like I'm rushing through stuff. I don't know why. I'm not late for work or anything. Just cruising by this college full of ugly kids. You know? It's the only college I've ever drove by where I look at the kids and I go, oof. You know? Nah. Not good. Well, it's a weird ratio, this college I'm driving by. My wife's, again, I know my wife listens. So now everything I say is tainted. It's tainted now. Ever since she discovered the podcast, like how to use them, like the way I censor myself, right? I'm like a scared conservative on Twitter. It's like, yeah, censor everything I say, man. I don't know what's going to set her off, you know? But I don't care anymore. I say what I want to say. But yeah, this college, from my understanding, was a girls-only college, like, long time ago, right? So when you get an all-girls college, in my opinion, it starts to tailor towards a certain kind of person, right? It's like, it's not a party school, per se, you know, like a fratty party school. It's a very, I think it's an expensive school, and then academically, you know, so you get all these bookworm girls going there that don't party, and they take on a certain persona. And you can use your own imagination. You know what I mean? But, you know, they're not like blonde, like tan girls entering wet t-shirt contests. You know, like in the 80s college movies.
You're not getting that anymore. Kids.
But then I guess then they opened it up to everybody, co-ed. Then they opened it to boys and girls, right? So his was funny. And again, this is all just in my head of like how it went down, because I know how people work, you know? And so then, you know, there was a bunch of dudes, a college kid's like, dude, it's an all college, fucking all girl college, and it's just open up the boys. Let's swoop in there and we'll clean up. They're starving for some action. And so all these like jockey good-looking guys went to the school, but the women are, you know what I mean? It's like evolution. Like, it's going to take a long time to get that stereotype out. So you just got sort of like athletic looking, like good-looking guys walking around on this campus with I don't know, girls that would Yeah. Choose my words. You know,
girls that would, yeah.
Is what it is. All right. What the fuck am I talking about? You know what I'm saying. Let me drink some more of my instant breakfast with a pink straw as I'm driving. You know?
God, I hope it's a strawberry instant breakfast.
Let's say a lot of the girls look like they probably don't shave on a regular basis. You know what I mean? Or that, you know, yeah, you know, whatever. There's fucking jokes I could make.
It's beating around the bush.
Yeah, I can't be mean.
No pun intended.
What was I saying? What the fuck are we doing? Jesus Christ. You know, Whatnot carries on, it charges on, it keeps going. I'm still doing it. Again, shout out always to Scoop is, and Warm. They always, you know, Scoop's always there for the whole show, because I think it's just part of his WWE Raw schedule now, because he's watching Raw, so he's like, fuck it, might as well leave this on too. This Whatnot stream. So he's in there mostly just, you know, Farah. And then he's just talking to me, which I appreciate more than anything. And then Warren pops in. He always says hello. I appreciate it. Anybody else wants to pop in? You know, it's Mondays. Mondays at 8:30. I think I'm just going to keep it. I'm like a sitcom. You know, and I usually have like 25 to 30 pops. And that's it, which is odd, right? Like, you watch other streams and they just go on for like 3 hours because they're just like, we're emptying out a warehouse. And I'm not emptying out a warehouse. I had some dude pop in and he was like, do you have a wall? Do you have a pop wall? And I was like, what? You know, and the problem is people come in and out so quick, they don't get to hear me joke. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel bad because maybe I'll make like a wise ass comment and then they leave and then I'm like, fuck, he didn't let me follow that up. This poor guy probably thinks I'm a jerk. But he's just like, you have a pop wall. And I said, if by a pop wall, you mean a bunch of unsold pops in my basement that my wife wants me to get rid of, then yes. But if you mean a pop wall that's like my display wall, because what people like to do, which I hate it. I think I hate those streams. I turn on streams and the camera's just facing this big wall of pops, right? And the dude's like, pick one. You know what I mean? It's like, what? Like, if I wanted to do that, I'd go to fucking Walmart or Target or a hobby shop and stare at the wall of pops. Like, I'm there for fucking entertainment. Fucking, you know? It's so strange. It's like, here's my effort. I'm just going to point the camera at a wall and wait till someone says, you know, let me see that that Simpsons pop, or let me see that fucking whatever, Thundercats. And then he gets it and puts it on the auction block. And you, because he knows you're going to buy it because you asked for it. That's fucking boring. I mean, it's also very boring for me to sit there and not sell anything.
So I don't know where he's going to go with this, but I'm going to completely agree with Trees. I want an entertaining stream. That is why am I at a place like Whatnot. So I don't like this concept that you just get like a pop wall and go crazy.
Yeah, the week. Except to my boy Scoop. Scoop loves those mini puff marshmallows. Loves them. But I believe they're all gone now. I had 11 of them. I think I misplaced some. I think. But either way, he's got all the ones he's going to get from me. So I don't know what the next show is in store for us because, no more mini puffs. Mini puffs were a guaranteed Scoop sale. And now those are
trees those is out the of window. Schmallows.
But as long as he keeps coming by just to hang out, I will be super, super appreciative. But yeah, so some dude was like, hey, you got a pop wall? And I was like, a pop wall? I was like, sorry, buddy. And then I said, I kind of made that explanation that I just made, but I think he left already. So I was like, oh, dude, I didn't mean to be like, no. You know? And I do enjoy people popping in and asking me for stuff I don't have. That's fun. Because there's so many pops, right? Like, the chances I'm going to have, like, the odd one you want. Someone came in and asked for Apex. Like, Apex Legends pops. I'm like, what? Like, what? It reminds me of the old show. I know they rebooted, but the old show from when I was a kid, Let's Make a Deal, right? Where all the people dress like idiots in the crowd. And the joke was in between games, right? In between, it was like a game show, like, pick this door. And now, you know, you want to trade your door for this door, you know? Ultimate degenerate gambler fucking game show where you just can't resist like trying to get more even though you already won but you want more. It was that kind of show. But what he would do, the host, he would go up to people in silly costumes in the audience and just ask for a random thing, and if you had it, he gave you like $100 bill. So he'd just go up and go, give me a paperclip. And they'd have fucking, they look like homeless people dressed like a chicken or a fucking, you know, like a, you know, one of those, like a, two-person donkey costumes. Or yeah, and they'd be like, give me a drink umbrella. And they'd have all these trash bags full of shit. And they'd just be, because they tried to bring everything they could from home, yes, from their junk drawer. And that's what I feel like when
Let's
people pop in and there's so many pops
way,
and they're
yeah.
like, do you have a Squidward? And you're like, what? Why would I have a... So, I don't know. I get it. If you have... Because I've been in streams where people have, like... They're literally sitting in the back of their, like, fucking comic book store or whatever. So, they just have shelves. You know those people jackhammering next to me? Jesus Christ. So, yeah, they do. And they're organized, unlike me. With my shit, as I get my stuff, I just throw it somewhere. I'm sure they have their shit, because I see when they pan around, they have it organized by, like, show or character, you know what I mean? Like, anime, stuff like that. Sports, not my stuff. Good luck. If someone's like, hey, do you have Maggie Simpson? I'd be like, I do. I think it's holding open the door upstairs. I think it's a door stopper. I'll go find it for you. So... but yeah, whatnot. I'm still doing it, you know, and doing what I want. I'm just doing how I want, you know. I get advice once in a while and I don't take it. And not because the advice is to help, like, you know, someone once said, like, my shows, like, you know, they got to be more descriptive. I'm like, nah, I don't like that. Because it says category Funko Pops. So that's your description right there. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what you get, you know? It's not like my description says subject Funko Pops and you go in my room, you know what I mean? And I'm selling, like, used books and you'd be like, what the fuck? You know?
I agree on that.
So my titles are always just, whatever I'm up to when I'm posting the show is what I name it. And a lot of it is, like, just movie titles or... You know, like, you know, I had one called Empire Strikes Pop, Return of the Pop. Thought those were funny. This week, because I drank all weekend and stuff, I was like, there's no way I'm not drinking during the show. Because I noticed when I do drink a lot during the show, because of my nerves, I'm drinking extra fast. So I'm sucking down like two Guinnesses with under an hour. And I get a little slurry, and not only slurry, my focus is a little fucked up, and then,
yeah,
like, I lose all interest, and I'm like, I'm out of here, and I just fucking end. So I said, I'm not doing this week. You know what? I'll get an energy drink, and I'll chill out. So I named my show Red Bull Gives You Pops, which I think is funny.
I love that. Yeah. Okay.
You know? But that's me, right? So people are just like, oh, maybe you should name it, like, you know, how much you sound. And I'm like, that's so fucking boring, man. And, you know, it's definitely a podcast mentality, the way I approach whatnot, which is probably maybe not the best way, because I'm treating it more like a show, right? Like, I'm doing a show for you people than selling stuff. But at the same time, I'm like, just like a podcast, like, I'm assuming you find an audience. Like, people, the people that... think like you, that like what you like, or think you're, have the same sense of humor, will find you, right? I mean, so that's my thought process anyways. It's like, yeah, there's someone out there that sees Red Bull Gives You Pops and they get a chuckle and they're gonna come hang out. You know, but I'm definitely, listen, I'm definitely, you know, I know people are here to make money and collect and all that crap. So it's an experience, I'll tell you that. It's an experience. I'm glad I'm, it's tough, but I'm glad I'm doing it, because I said I was going to do it, and I wanted to do it, and, you know, and, it's, you know, sorry, I'm driving through, like, construction, right? I'm always, whenever I'm doing these shows in my car and I'm driving, I always find the construction. Ah, big sip from the pink straw. I'm getting off this fucking road. People digging up everything. Why are they digging up so many things?
Breakfast last way longer.
I drove by here yesterday.
Me.
Everything seemed pretty good. Taking a side road. Here we go. What were we talking about, people? Whatnot? I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing about whatnot. Maybe you're not. Maybe you are. But, you know, part of this show, in a weird way, is therapeutic. And not... And, you know, we talked about it. Me and Fred have talked about it on and off air, where it's like, you know, it's a thin line from, like, telling funny stories about our week to, like, a therapy session and griping about life. So, you know, I tell my whatnot stories because, one, you know, I inject a little humor in there. And, but, yeah, I vent a little about it. Easy car. And, easy. Let's not stick the nose out that far, all right? You make me nervous. You're a little froggy, you know? A little froggy, these Teslas. Just fucking fly right out to the edge. But, yeah, it helps me cope a little bit with the anxiety and whatnot to joke about it. And probably when I'm doing it, doing the show, you wouldn't know any different. But, yeah, and doing a live thing's stressful, man. Like I told my wife, it's like the podcast, like right now, me talking in the car is a lot different because I have a perceived audience, all right? So like in my head, I know there's a bunch of you guys listening, and that's who I'm talking to. I'm talking to you right now, whatever you're doing. So it's not that hard, actually. It's like, whatever. I mean, as long as you have a stream of consciousness like I'm doing now. But with whatnot, you can see in real time who's listening to you. Like, you can see. So you know when there's literally no one there. And then what do you do? What do? You sit there and stare at the screen, right? But if someone pops in all of a sudden and there's nothing there, they bounce. So it's a weird... It's a weird balance to sort of always sort of be mumbling and talking and doing something. And again, other streams don't. I go on other streams and they're silent. And this is just music blaring and nothing. But guess what I do? I fucking leave. You know?
It's the chicken and the egg.
So that's why I appreciate when our listeners of the show just hang out. Even you know, not buying nothing, not doing nothing. You don't have to. But just hanging out so I can make jokes, talk, you know? But yeah, but that's a weird level of anxiety. I don't know why it is, but it's weird to look there and see nothing. You know. And there's like, it's funny when it's just me and say like my wife. Because my wife is upstairs doing stuff, but she'll log in just to listen to me. But it's funny when you literally can see it's me and my wife. It's like I can just come upstairs and talk to you instead of chat to you. But whatever. We are what? So was it? Am I six shows? 6 weeks in? 6 or 7 weeks in? So, gonna keep going. Gonna keep going, baby. You know? If you want WWE pops, I got a random box last week and it's full. It was full of WWE pops. With a badass Thuganomics era John Cena, which I think. Okay. Is fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's
yeah, man. I'm almost at work now. Stretching. Fucking stretching. Yeah. So that's pretty much my week. My week hasn't been super full of exciting things. You know, a lot of busy work, you know. I have been watching some TV, you know. I've been catching up on stuff, trying to catch up on some Marvel movies. I watched Ant-Man and the Wasp. You know, I don't know what all the fuss was about. I thought it was pretty fun. You know, I just remember people seeing Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, and people going, coming out and being like, you know, it wasn't what you think. And, you know, it's like you thought they were going somewhere. And I'm like, I don't know. I watched it. I thought it was fun. So I don't know what people were yapping about. You know, Kang was in it, obviously. I don't know about his Jonathan Majors, I think that's his name. I don't know his legal troubles or what's going on. We talked about it on the show once. I think he's being a little railroaded. We'll find out, though. We'll find out. The truth will come out. And the reason I got rejuvenated is because the Loki Season 2 trailer came out, and it looks fucking amazing. One of the shows I had no interest in originally, Loki, I was like, who the fuck is? And it was one of the most original, like, crazy shows I've ever watched on there. So I'm looking forward to the Loki Season 2. And they do show Jonathan Majors, because I think it was all filmed already. But they're going for it. They're like, yeah, we spent a lot of money on this series, and he's in it, so... whatever. What?
So real quick, not to cut trees off, but like, yeah, they have to, they have doubled down on Kang. They have to, I would think they would have to keep him, but either way, Loki's great. Tom Hiddleston is great. And looking forward to season two.
Whatever. We'll put a disclaimer. We'll put a disclaimer at the beginning, like we did with fucking Robin Hood or whatever they do now. Peter Pan. I put Peter Pan off for my son. The cartoon, the original 50s cartoon or 40s cartoon, whatever Peter Pan was made. And it had like a 30-second disclaimer that just hung there about appropriating culture and all types of shit. I was like, what is this? It's Peter Pan. It's a boy who never grew up. Just flies around with a little fairy girl. It's jealous. Jealous fairy girl. I don't know. But I guess it was all crazy. Anyways, so I'm catching up on my Marvel stuff. You know, Ahsoka's coming out soon, the series, and it's basically a Rebels wrap-up or a Rebels continuation, so it's like I never really finished watching Rebels, so it's like, do I want to dive into that? Maybe. You know what I did watch last night? It's so silly. Before you go, boy, Trees, you are old. It's like, no, this was before my time, too. I just got, for some reason, I went down a rabbit hole, and I heard people on a podcast talking about Columbo. Peter Falk, Columbo's. Columbo came out in like late, I think. It's weird. The original Columbo series was like a series of movies that came out like in the late 60s, early 70s, before my time, before I was born. And but they were just talking about Columbo. Now everybody knows Columbo, right? He wears a trench coat. He's disheveled and he's kind of like an idiot, sorta. And he's the, you know. And he's the king of like, just one more thing. Like, he's about to leave, and he's like, hey, you know what? Let me just ask you one, because I'm confused over here. I'm a little confused. And it's always like, he knows what's going on. It's a zinger. He pretends to be an idiot. He knows what's going on the whole time. One of those guys. And I was like, you know what? These people are talking up the original Columbo shows, like, so much. I was like, I'm going to watch one. And that's what I did. It was on Amazon Prime with commercials. And I fucking... went back to 1972 and watched an episode of Columbo. It was like almost an hour long. It was about a writer. And what's weird about Columbo, the way they used to do it, is they show you the murder in the beginning. They show you who did it, right? And then it's that the dude or the person who did it being all smug, right? Because they got away with it. But Columbo's needling them the whole show. And you know what? Very enjoyable. I recommend Columbo a lot. That is like, that's how you know I'm stretching for content. I'm talking about fucking Columbo.
For the record, Columbo is available with commercials on Tubi, Freevee, Amazon Prime, and then it looks like at least some episodes are on Peacock with a subscription. I remember Columbo. It was a fun mystery series. It lasted like 10 years. It's fun. It's something. But anyway.
You know? But, all right, let me finish my drink. I got 5 minutes to go into work. I hope you guys enjoyed my ramblings of a madman. You know?
Oh, I did.
I hope my wife is throwing up because she's car sick right now. She listened to this. And yeah, that's it. I think I'll come back later. I'll talk briefly maybe about what I've been playing. Not a lot. Then I'll send it off to Fred and say, hey, Fred, you know, I recorded this. You can throw it up this week. You know, give them a half an hour, an hour or something to listen to, I guess. You know what I mean? You guys deserve it.
Heck,
I think.
Yeah.
you know. And if you have any kids college age and they're looking for a college with ugly women, they can come down, you send them down my way. All right. That's enough of that. I'm just kidding, but I'm not kidding. All right. Very good, everybody. I will talk to you guys at lunch. My lunch. All right. Later.
I love trees just pimping the hideous fucking chuds that go to his college. Sorry for my raspiness. Still no clue what's going on with my voice. But in the meantime, we now have what Trees has been playing. So we will move on to that. But I want to say thank you, Trees, for recording this. Because clearly me solo, I could not keep it going with this voice. And you gave us something to listen to. And it's been amusing so far.
Hello, 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 and we're back. We're back. I lied, though. It's not my lunch break. It's actually after work. It's after work. Driving home. I'm going to hit pick my son up. Is that all right? Hold on. Let me move my lapel mic so my seatbelt doesn't rub against it. Let's see. This works better.
It's a pro move right there.
Hold on, mother. How's that? A little better? A little better. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, I was going to record at lunch, but you know what? I didn't want to. I did not want to. So, here I am. And much to what I said about junk food earlier, I lied. I lied because it's football practice day. As I lick chocolate frosting off my fingers. And we have a tradition, me and my son, for football practice. You know, we did it last year, and that is... We cut it so close from me getting him from camp to bringing him to practice. Literally, usually he's like, you know, I'm trying to tie his cleats as we're like, he's heading out with his team, you know? So what I do is, because he's always hungry, it's become tradition that I bring him a Boston cream donut. And he looks forward to that Boston cream donut. And so I had to go to Dunk's. I had to go to the belly of the beast to get a donut for him, and then I couldn't resist. A little chocolate frosted for myself. So much like a regular podcast, I'm eating. I'm eating and driving.
Love it.
Two birds with one stone, as they say. But this segment probably won't be super long. I mean, I'll make it long with nonsense, but I guess I'm here. Talk about what I played, I guess, this week. Not much. I gotta be honest with you. I'm in a rut, but I shouldn't be in a rut, right? Because I'm enjoying all the other games that I have laying around, but I don't, at night, I sit down, and I need the sweet, warm embrace of Shipbreaker. I just need it, you know? But I grinded a little this week, and we do have a Shipbreaker update, and that is I watched the credits roll. I technically hit the end of the game. So I think there's 30 levels that you can actually achieve. I'm level 22, but you can finish the story before that. And what happens when you finish the story is you have like a coup. You overthrow the corporation, which I will admit was a fun little reversal that I kind of liked, which was this guy, Hal, he's putting the screws to us. He's really pressuring us. He's causing, you know, personal harm. This guy is a tyrant. So our supervisor's like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out into our shipyard today, and we are going to fuck shit up. You understand? We're going to show them we mean business in dollar signs. You know what I mean? Bite of my donut. Now that the mic's right next to my mouth, can you hear me chewing? Is it gross? Probably gross. Anyways, so It's a weird thing to play a game like Shipbreaker, but have one of those weird hard stops where it basically says, like, the next mission you take is going to be, like, the end mission. Like, you can keep just breaking down regular ships, but this ship right here, if you pick this ship, this is, like, this is the end of the story mode mission ship. So you pick that ship, and what happens is you go out, and your boss tells you, like, your supervisor tells you, here's how we're going to get them. Just start destroying it. Just start destroying shit. And that will get their attention. If they're not going to listen, we're gonna wreck it. You know what I mean? We're going to trash this 7-Eleven, so to speak. So, hold on. Four-way stop. Four-way stop. I got to pay attention. And I'm through it. I'm through it.
Careful. Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Where was I?
Save driving trees.
Delicious.
Wait.
I don't know. I got a motorcycle behind me.
It makes
hope he doesn't cause too much noise. Yeah. So you're going to go out there, and so now your mission objective is opposite. So regular Shipbreaker, you have this progression line at the top with these little points you want to hit, these sort of salvage points. And the more money you, the more things you correctly deposit and dispose of, you get money. And when you hit these little points, that's how you get XP, and that's how you get points to spend to upgrade your equipment. And the trick is, you know, if you start destroying stuff, the line sort of fills in the opposite way, and you can sort of rob yourself of, like, points and stuff. You want to try to get hit every single achievement mark on that line. So what's great is what they do on this mission is the line's, like, flipped. And so you want to hit these points, but it's all for destroying stuff. So it's kind of fun. It's like the opposite. So you're like, you know, it's almost like, what can I do? Like, what can I do now that I was trained my whole ship-breaking career how to properly dismantle this ship and not break things. And now you're like, fuck it. I'm going to just cut holes through the wall and smash these monitors and all types of stuff. I'm gonna hit these fucking fuel lines.
I feel like that's a reward, if anything. But
and the whole time, there's chatter, right? There's story shit going on. So you have the main boss yelling, like, "What the fuck? What are you guys doing? Cut it out!" And then you have your supervisor, like, "This is what you get. All right, this is what you get. You're gonna get more of it." And then the mean supervisor, he keeps turning off all your equipment, and then your supervisor keeps turning it back on. So it's kind of cool. Like, all of a sudden, you're just like, your jets will turn off, and you'll just be floating there. Like, all your HUD display turns off, and then all of a sudden, it boots back up. It just keeps, like, you know, like a computer program booting up. It just keeps doing it. It was kind of fun, and it was the first time I purposely detonated a ship. I was like, you know what I do? We have a reactor, and you do a series of things to shut it down before you yank it. And when you yank it, it starts to melt down, and yeah, you got to chuck it in the bin. You got to get it off the ship before it melts down. This time, just I yanked all the stuff, and then I let it melt down, and it was quite spectacular. It was kind of, I don't think I've ever done a reactor. I've blown up, like, the fuel lines, and I've done a few things like that. But I've never let the reactor blow up. And I backed way up, like way up, way away from everything. And it did one of those cool space explosions where there was, like, no sound, just like a sound of a crack. And the whole middle of the ship just came apart. And it was like, it was very, very cool, you know? It's fun. It was a fun little ending. And then what happens is there's a whole bunch of storyboards about how, like, you know, they had to address the people after the big fucking defect, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like 180 turnaround where people got their rights back, and they knocked down your debt almost to nothing, and all this good stuff. Everybody was happy, and then you know, and then what happens after that is you can continue to break ships down, right? If you want to progress to the end of, like, get to your level 30 or whatever, or they give you the option to, like, retire. And so I chose to retire just because I'm like, I want to see what happens when I retire. And you go through all this stuff where you sign off. And the whole time you've been fixing this ship up, getting parts for this ship, and your ship has to be complete. And once your ship's complete, you can retire. And then it has a cool little movie, little cinematic of you, like, you know, taking the stuff out of your habitat and going into your little ship and taking off. Pull a little Mass Effect. You jump through a gate and you're off. No one knows where you go. But what was funny was after all that, it rolled the credits. And then it put me back before I retired, like the day save before I retired. So I'm like, sweet, I guess I'll just keep playing now and try to hit level 30, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I do actually, but...
It was pretty much what I did. I did that. Let me finish my donut.
All right, well... While Trees Boston wraps up...
is melting all over my hands.
Dope-ass Boston cream.
Ah.
Every time he talks about Hardspace Shipbreaker,
I played a little bit more Hogwarts Legacy. Not a lot.
Okay.
No story beats. I just sort of ran around and did some little, like, collecting missions and stuff.
So you did the Fred.
I liked it so much so that I kept it. Right? I ended up keeping it from Gamefly. I had a coupon, and it, like, cost me... I think it's a pretty good deal. It ended up costing me like $26 or something for like the PS5 version. I think that's a fucking deal.
And now they're sending me
2K, Lego 2K Drive or whatever. So I can continue my little adventures there. And you know, I wasn't going to like keep it. But I had to go in and redo my Gamefly and my charge cards because it's a long story, but my wife used a bunch of our debit cards and credit cards because she thought a website wasn't working. She thought our cards weren't working when the logical conclusion was it was a fraudulent website. And so all our cards got, like, debit cards got hacked this week. And so we had to go and get replacement cards and do all the disputes and all that craziness. Because somebody really likes fast food restaurants in California. There's a lot of Chili's and Chipotle Cheesecake Factory charges.
That just sounds gift cards, classy, but like,
anyways,
still.
So when I was, it made me log into all my things again and change my, you know, get the old card out of there. And then I was in Gamefly and they shot up that little 5% of coupon or whatever. And I was like, you know what? You know, I'm almost wasting money at this, my Gamefly subscription with Hogwarts Legacy sitting around, you know? So I said, yeah, I think that's what I do. I'll keep it, you know? New season of Marvel Snap is out. And they added a card. Is his name Draken? Draken? I think it's, I've never heard of him. It looks like a combo character that I could draw. Like, he doesn't look anything special. I don't know who he is. But he complimented my Destroy deck a little bit, I'll be honest. My Destroy deck is pretty perfect, so it's actually weird. It's hard to take, like, figure out what card to remove to put a new card in, so, eh. But what he does is he's a 3-4 card. Costs 3 points to play him, 4 power. You throw him down there, and he creates a 1-1 shard that goes in your hand. And when you play that 1-1 shard, and then you destroy that shard, I think it doubles his power on the board. So, it's a cool little power. I think it adds 5. I can't remember now. I don't know. That was cool. I got him. And then otherwise than that, people, I got to be honest. My gaming has slacked this week. But I get very gung-ho. Like, I'm like, I'm going to fucking run through this and that, and I'm gonna, but then my week, so this is whatnot, I'm telling you, my whatnot nights, it's like, because I got to do some maintenance during the week, you know, it's like I had that show, the podcast on Sunday night, right, whatnot show on Monday night, Tuesday night, you know, because you also gotta remember I'm working until like 5, and then I'm grabbing the kids, and then we got after school stuff and or after, you know, camp and sports and stuff. So no one's getting home until like 7:30-ish, 8 o'clock-ish. You know, and then I got to get stuff done before I got to go to bed, right? So like then Tuesday I'm getting home late, and I got to pack, you know, whatever stuff I sold. And then, you know, and then the rest of the week, it's like, you know, I.
So real quick, I just want to mention, I was waiting to see where Trees was going with this, but I want to mention that I think Trees is referring to Dakin, who is Wolverine's son. So anyway, all right, moving on, Trees.
Got to start actually preparing for the show coming up on the following Monday. Like, you got to kind of categorize some stuff and then squeeze in some gaming. And then sometimes I'm so tired, like last night, right? I sat down and I ended up watching Columbo like a crazy person.
Like a
and I did that instead of playing a game. But I get gung-ho because I'm just like, oh, looking at Miles Morales. I'm like, I bet I could run through that in a weekend. And then I don't. And then, I don't know. I gotta get off my ass. You guys ever get in these ruts where it's like there's nothing wrong with the games you have? They're actually very fun. But it's this weird, like, it's like a show where everybody tells you is good, and you know you'll enjoy it once you turn it on, but just turning it on is like the hump. You know, you're like, ugh. But then once you do it, you're like really into it. Same with my gaming. Like, I know if I start a game, I'm gonna be like all in. It's just fucking, some reason turn it on takes me forever. Like, so I don't know, man. You know, but I can't just keep playing Shipbreaker every week. I mean, I can, but I definitely need to supplement it with something else, something more exciting. You know, you people deserve better. Deserve better than me just fucking, you know, pulling off rockets off a ship, chucking them in a bin. It's like, kind of nonsense is that? I don't know. We'll see what I do. You know, I swear I was playing something else. But I think that might have been the Lego game. But I swear I was looking at something. And I was playing it, but I can't remember, man. Whew, I'm tired. Long day at work. And like I said, now I'm like, I'm on my way to camp. Pick the boy up. Then we got a change in the car as we drive over to the football field. And we got to get there by 5:30, and then I sit in a little fold-out chair with my boy, my friend Danny, and then we sit there and talk about, you know, we complain about our wives and life, you know, what guys do, for 2 hours, and once in a while, like, doing that standing up to look at your kid when he's not paying attention, you do that stand up and make the eye contact, like, you get, sit, get back in line, hey, you're supposed to be over there, and we do that. We do that for 2 hours. And then that's it. Then we go home. And then, yeah. So I leave my house. I leave my house in the morning around 7 a.m. And I don't walk back through the doors until like, you know, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. And then you just do it all over again. It just keeps going, never ends. You know what I mean? Boy, oh boy. All right, man. Is that it? What else was I going to talk about? There was something I was going to talk about to you guys, but now I'm blanking, you know? I swear it was something I did. I said, oh, you know, I should talk about that. That's interesting. And obviously not that interesting because I can't remember what it is whatsoever. Is there something to do with Mortal Kombat 1 or a movie? Fuck. I'm blanking. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Well, I hope you guys have a good weekend. You know, so hopefully if I put this up, maybe Fred will throw it up if he's home from vacation. I don't even know when he's getting back. At least that will give you like an hour or something to listen to, at least something. And then I think we're recording Sunday night. We shouldn't be recording. I have family coming over, but they should not be there that late until 9:30. So I would assume... you know, I'm doing my show Sunday night, and then we will have the Whatnot show on Monday night at 8:30, Funko underscore trees. Look for me. Follow me. Bookmark my show. And then you come. You come and bring a drink. Your drink of, I always say that, beverage of choice. And hang out. And shoot the shit. Look at Pops. Look at some fucking Pops. WWE heavy this week. Coming up. You know? I had a bunch last week. And I have a bunch this week. I think that's it. I'm almost home now. Almost home. So, all right, guys. I know this has been a bullshit little show, but I hope you enjoyed it. Something. I will maybe catch you guys Monday. We'll see. See how it works out. But Fred should be back. All should be right with the world. And that's it. All right, guys. I will talk to you guys later. All right. Bye.
And there it was. That was the end of Trees's recordings. Thank you very much, Trees, for recording those, because anything I would do would be pretty boring right now for obvious reasons. So we're just going to keep it short and sweet. We're going to wrap it up here. But thank you, all of you, for listening. Thank you, Trees, for recording. And we will see you. It'll be a week to you all, but it'll be a few short days for us. And we'll get to do a show proper. So in the meantime, this is Fred saying peace out.
Can't you see you're not ready? My arms are getting heavy from the weight of the world. It's up to me and I'm getting sweaty. Is it too much to hold?